Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Namba. Many people in the business know John. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Why don't you give us a rundown on who you are? I know your focus is on installation and the flooring business. Give us some details about your background.
Well, I began in 1976 in the flooring industry. Started with carpet about the mid-80s. I began to get into some of the hard surface areas. So I was the executive director for the Certified Floor Covering Installers. I am currently the president of the Certified Professionals for the National Wood Flooring Association. And I also work with the World Floor Covering Association as their director of technical services.
Okay. All right. Great. So the reason I wanted to talk to you today is one of the news stories we're running is the fact that the National Association of Home Builders is suing the EPA over this lead paint rule, which is called the
RRP.
That's right, the RRP.
Renovation, repair, and painting.
Yeah, and one of the things I'm glad you agreed to do this interview because you actually, as you know, being proactive and being on top of things, you've actually been certified, haven't you?
Correct. Yes, I went through the certification process to be a certified renovator.
Okay, and what kind of expenses were involved in you getting certified?
Well, for me, my expenses. It's interesting because the courses themselves vary in price. I've seen them vary anywhere from $140, $150 on up to about $500 for the course. And then the regulations in some states, I'm in Utah, so we have to actually pay the state of Utah instead of the EPA for our certification. So it was set up through the EPA as a five-year deal where the renovator would pay $300 for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But in the state of Utah, the state decided to jump in and they wanted the revenue. So for us right now, for a certified renovator, they haven't set the exact price yet, but it's anywhere from $150 to $300 per year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see prices vary all through the country. There's not one set price.
So is there a federal price you have to pay and then a state price you have to pay?
Well, there was a federal price, but once again, you're getting the states want their share of this.
Okay.
So some of the states are battling to get their share of the revenues.
A guy like you, I mean, John, you don't just install in Utah; you install all over the place. So if you're going to be on top of this game, can you get one certification, or tell us a little bit about that?
It depends on the state. I asked that question when I went through the course. Mm-hmm. I threw out a scenario. Let's say I'm in Arizona, I go through the certification process. If I come to Utah to do work, can I do that?
Yeah.
And the answer was no, due to the fact that Utah is trying to regulate it by the state rather than federal.
Oh, okay.
So therefore, I would have to go through the Utah certification also.
Okay, interesting, very interesting. Okay, so one of the things that a lot of people, I think, are scratching their head and wondering about this is, how does this affect an everyday installer?
As far as an everyday installer, I think the impact is going to be minimal. Where it impacts the installer is the information that you have to pass out to the end user.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it impacts. Any existing building pre-1978, you need to hand out a flyer to the occupant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the installers need to have that education, because any building that it is pre-1978, the EPA has stated, look, we may not have the enforcement at this time, but we can go back on your books and determine where you were working and go backwards from there. So installers still need to do their due diligence as far as handing out the materials, even though they may not affect any of any lead paint.
Interesting. Now, one of the criteria of this rule is that it's for houses that were built pre-78, and only if you're going to disturb, I think, 6 square feet of painted area. So if you're an installer and you're in a home that was built before 78 and you're just going to put in carpet and maybe move a little quarter around, do you have to tell the owner? Do you have to do all this handing out of brochures?
You're still required to do that, yes. Even mm-hmm. though you may not disturb it, you are required to let them know there may be lead paint or some lead contamination in that area.
So is it your opinion that every installer that's going to be putting in carpet in a home built before 78 needs to go through the certification?
Well, at this time, that's what the EPA is requiring.
Mm-hmm.
And you are getting some, even through the EPA, you're getting some different answers. You are getting some individuals that are stating, well, flooring installers should be pretty much exempt from this. Mm-hmm. But then you talk to one other person at the EPA, they say, no, you have to be a certified renovator. So there's confusion among the ranks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As it goes.
Right. And, you know, one of the reasons that I think that the NAHB is suing the EPA on this whole situation is because of some of the gray area, I guess, because at one time there was an opt-out where if you didn't have children, which are most affected by the dust of lead paint, you could sign a form and say that you wanted to release the installer from these regulations, and so they've actually removed that. And another thing, which I'm sure you're probably up to date on, is this law went into effect, I think, in April, but they've moved the effective date to October. So there seems to be a lot of movement there on this.
Right. Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
They did back it up.
Yeah.
I don't know if they decided to do that because of the process where the contractors were signing up and they saw that the number of contractors that were actually certified versus what they predicted that are out in the industry, there's probably a huge difference right there.
Right.
I would say there's a small majority that have actually gone through the process. Mm-hmm. I still speak to contractors, not outside of even the flooring industry, but just in the building trades, that are still not aware of this regulation.
Yeah. Well, if you're an installer out there and you don't read the newspaper, you can't plead ignorance, right? If you're installing flooring, you go into a pre-built 1978 home and install carpet, you better be certified. Is that what you understand?
Right. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the ignorance, you can plead ignorance, but it's just like a speeding ticket. You know, they say, hey, you went through the course, you should know better. Or if you don't have a license, you know they're going to haul you in. So.
Right. And it's pretty heavy fines, isn't it? I mean, I've heard something around $37,000 per instance.
Yes, $37,000 on up, depending on the situation there. So, yes.
Yeah. So your advice then to the installers that are listening to this is that they should probably be certified?
It is. You know, I know it's a cost, and you may, depending on the area that you live in, you may live in an area that has, you know, quite a bit of new housing. But the fact is that the EPA right now, the federal government, you know, it is a federally governed regulation.
Mm-hmm.
It would be in your best interest to invest the time and money to become certified.
Okay.
And hey, it may give you an edge with your competition also. If it does come to the point where you are in a 1978 or older home, mm-hmm. and you know, need to show your credentials.
Okay, great. John, I appreciate you talking to us about this. Again, we've been talking to John Namba about the EPA's lead paint law affecting the renovation and repair of homes. John Namba, again, is one of the industry experts and spokespeople for installers. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.